We all have dreams, but dreams by their very nature can be difficult to achieve. That's where Access Credit Union comes in. Whether it's going to college, owning a car, or building your dream home, your local credit union can help you to fulfill your dreams. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Close your eyes and pull like down.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to the Star Sport Podcast. My name is Jack McCarran of the Southern Star, and I'm joined as always by Star Sport editor Kieran McCarty. Before we kick things off, I'd just like to give a gentle reminder to our listeners and viewers to please rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. The Star Sport Podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years. On today's show, we're focusing on the Premier Senior and Senior A football championships as the group stages reach their conclusion. There's a full round of fixtures this weekend with a number of big name West Cork clubs in desperate need of a victory. And coming up in a few moments, we'll hear from Carbery Rangers stalwart John Hayes as they prepare to face Castlehaven in a must-win game in Leppe at 2 p.m. on Sunday. We're also going to chat to John about his time as a Cork selector alongside Ronan McCarthy and his thoughts on the proposals being put to GAA Special Congress in the coming weeks. But Kieran, before we chat to John, can you maybe give us the lay of the land in the Premier Senior Football Championship and the Senior A Football Championship as we begin to edge towards the business end of the competition? The Premier Senior Football Championship fixtures all take place at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and they are as follows. Island Rovers take on Ballincollig in Ballinacarriga. Newcestown meet Éire Óg in Kilmurry, and Clon take on the Bears in Coachford.
Things are getting interesting, Jack. Like you said, we're at the business end of the group stages of the football championship. So looking closely at the Premier Senior for a moment and just honing in on Group B, because you're going to hear quite shortly from Carbery Rangers, John Hayes, on what the Roscarbery men need to do. So four teams in that group, as is. Castlehaven topped the group on 4 points and they're already through to the knockout stages. Both Éire Óg and Newcestown, who meet this weekend, have 2 points each. So the winner of that game will join the Castlehaven in the knockout stages, while Carbery Rangers are bottom of the group with no points after two games. So for Carbery Rangers, they're facing potentially a relegation game if they lose to Castlehaven on Sunday. But Carbery Rangers, even though they've no points and they've lost both their games so far, they still have their destiny in their own hands and they're still in control of it to a certain extent. Because if Ross can go out and beat Castlehaven on Sunday, that should take them out of the relegation picture. Of course, it depends on results in the other two groups. But you would think that a Carbery Rangers win, or even a draw, I think, would make them safe. But even if Carbery Rangers lose the Castlehaven on Sunday, it doesn't mean that they're in the relegation playoff, because the relegation final is a straight playoff between the two lowest ranked teams amongst the three bottom placed teams in the three different groups. As it currently stands, Carrigaline are bottom of Group A, having lost both their games, and they have a scoring difference of minus 33. And Carrigaline play Valleys this weekend, and you would think that Valleys will win that one. So you're probably looking that Carrigaline will be one of the teams in the relegation playoff. So that means that three teams are competing to avoid taking on Carrigaline. And they are Carbery Rangers in Group B, who have no points and a scoring difference of minus 7. While in Group C, Island Rovers and Ballincollig have lost both their games, so they both have 0 points. But Island Rovers' scoring difference is minus 11, while Ballincollig is minus 2. And Island and Ballincollig play each other this weekend. So whoever wins that game will be safe. If there's a draw there, it will take could take both teams out of it too, depends on what happens with Carby Rangers and Castlehaven. So there's a lot to play for in the weekend ahead in terms of the relegation picture. So that's a quick look at the relegation landscape. Looking at who's going to advance from the different groups. In Group C on Sunday, Clonakilty take on the Bears. Like I said earlier, both teams are already assured of their place in the knockout stage. But there is the carrot, the golden carrot of the winner of this game, if there is a winner, could possibly take that one automatic semi-final spot. Again, depending on results in other groups. So as is, Clonakilty and St. Finbar's in Group C, Castlehaven in Group B, and Douglas in Group A, they all have a 100% record after the opening two rounds. One of those four will take the automatic semi-final spot. So all those teams will go to look and win their games and win them well, because it could come down to scoring difference. So this weekend, every score counts, every point counts, whether you're going to get that automatic semi-final spot or you're battling to avoid relegation. So there's an awful lot to play for in the Premier Senior Football Championship this weekend. And that's the beauty of this group stage championship, that we're here, the final round of games, and there's a lot on the line for all the competing clubs. So looking forward to it, Jack.
Lovely stuff, Kieran. And obviously plenty of West Cork interest in the Senior A Championship too.
Yeah, 100%, especially Group A of the Senior A Football Championship. As it stands at the moment, Bendon top Group A, they have 3 points after two games. Ballingeary and Dawnies have 2 points apiece, but O'Donovan Rossa have 1 point. What that means is all four teams are still in with a chance of qualifying for the knockout stages, because there's three groups in the Senior A Football Championship, and the top two, excuse me, from each group advances. So this weekend we have some huge, huge games. There are 4 o'clock on Sunday. We have O'Donovan Rossa against Ballingeary and Agaville. And at the same time, in a scheme, it's Bendon against Dawnies. So like I said, any two of those four teams can still qualify for the knockout stages. For O'Donovan Rossa, at the other end of the table, there is still the danger of getting dragged into a relegation fight, because it depends on how results pan out in the other two groups. Because the relegation final in the Senior A Football Championship is like the Premier Senior Football Championship. It's a straight playoff between the two lowest ranked teams in terms of points won and scoring difference amongst the three bottom placed teams from the group. So O'Donovan Rossa, while they can still qualify for knockout stages, they also need a result just to take them out of the relegation equation. And looking at it, another West Cork team for a second in the Senior A Football Championship, that's Bantry Blues. They're bottom of Group C after the first two rounds. They've lost both their games, so they can't qualify for the knockout stage, but they could get pulled in to that relegation playoff final like they were last year when they condemned St. Nick's to the Premier Intermediate grade. So Bantry will also be looking for a positive result when they take on Mallow and Kilnamatra on Sunday. But this is a Mallow team that tops the group and is already through to the knockout stages, so it's a big ask for Bantry Blues. So as you can see from that, Jack, there's a lot at stake for the West Cork teams in the Senior A Football Championship on Sunday.
Absolutely, Kieran. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, one of the big box office games of the weekend is Carbery Rangers and Castlehaven. So let's hear from Carbery Rangers stalwart John Hayes now.
Join now on the Star Sport podcast by Carbery Rangers, John Hayes, to look ahead to a huge game for Ross this Sunday in the Premier Senior Football Championship. First off, thanks for coming on the podcast, John.
Rob, I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
Like I was saying, John, huge game for Carbery Rangers this Sunday, net taking on Castlehaven in your final group game in the Premier Senior Football Championship. And the reality is, for Ross right now, you need a result in this game to avoid the possibility of being dragged into a relegation scrap, which you don't want to be involved in at all. So you've no points after your two games to date. So how do you prepare for a game like this against Castlehaven, knowing that you need a result?
Look, I think it's probably a straightforward enough game to prepare for, because it's a win or bust game again, as far as we're concerned, because there's a possibility we can lose the game and not be in a relegation final, but we don't want that scenario to happen. The only way we can be sure of it is to go and get a result against Castlehaven, So look, it hasn't been difficult. I think, look, to be fair, it's been the last couple of years have been a little bit more difficult for us, and it's a team in a little bit of a transition. But you know, there's a few positives starting to spring up within the group as well. You know, like the performance against Newcestown with 14 men for most of the game was fairly decent. It was a good championship. It was a hard championship battle, and a lot of the younger guys and the newer guys, you know, stood up to it. We could have got the result. We didn't get the result. So now we're in another do or die game against Castlehaven. Like, so I don't think it's been difficult to prepare. We know how big it is, and we're just looking at it as one game, one huge game, and we need to go up and get a result.
Like you said there, the ideal scenario on Sunday is Ross beat Castlehaven, and then you're not involved in a possible relegation fight. But just explain to listeners how it actually works. So there's three groups in the Premier Senior Football Championship, and the relegation game is a playoff between the two lowest ranked teams amongst the bottom three placed teams at the moment. And if we're looking through right now, Carrigaline in Group A look the most likely to be there. Like, their scoring difference is pretty poor at the moment. And then in another group, then you've both Ballincollig and Island Rovers, both have no points after their first two games. So they're playing as well this weekend. So the loser of that, if there is a loser, could find themselves in the game. So there is a scenario, like you said, John, where Ross don't win or lose to Castlehaven, but you still don't, it's just not involved in a relegation fight. But you don't want to let it go down to look like that. You're still in charge and control of your destiny. You know what you need to do on Sunday. So that's a good place to be still.
Yeah, and that's the only way we can look at it. A win takes all the what-ifs out of the equation. And we've no control over what happens elsewhere. Carrigaline could win their game. The Ballincollig and Ireland could end up in a draw. And all of a sudden, you're the worst ranked team. So it's out of our control what happens elsewhere. We're only looking at Castlehaven in Leip on Sunday.
You mentioned earlier too that this Carrigaline Rangers team is possibly, it is a team in transition. You have some very good young players coming through. There's a Carrigaline 21A title there a couple of seasons back. There's that experienced core is still there, like yourself, Seamus Hayes, James Fitzpatrick, Brian Shanahan, even John O'Rourke into that experience, kind of that core there who've been there for so long. So is it so important that the experienced players like yourself and the fellas I mentioned, that you help bring through this new generation of fellas to Ross?
Yeah, look, it is. Of course it is. And it is a scenario in rural clubs where, you know, you don't have the high turnover of players that you might have in bigger urban clubs. So I suppose the likes of myself and Seamus, they tend to try and get every last drop out of us. Look, James is suspended for Sunday, which is unfortunate. But we still, like you said, we still have Fitzy and Brian Shan and Jono and Thomas O'Rourke and a few other guys who've been there quite a while as well. So look, it's the nature of every team. We've had, like, some of the older fellas have probably had struggles with injury and that kind of thing, which, you know, has made things difficult. But I think we're all fit now in terms of the few guys. You know, I missed the Aero game with suspension, and I was, you know, carrying an injury into the Newcestown game. But hopefully the body's okay now. We need to go out and, you know, set the tone for the younger lads to come on board. But look, they are starting to show what they can do as well. So like you mentioned, the under 21 team, and winning at under 21 was great. It was a big boost for the club. But I think those guys are starting to step up to senior level, because there is a big gap between under 21 and senior. There's a big gap in standard, and they're starting to make that progression. And there's new players coming in and making an impact. And you know, if we can get the older guys and the younger guys both firing, then hopefully we can get the result.
And one of those more experienced cohort over the last couple of years was Declan Hayes, who he's crossed the other side of the white line. He's the manager at Carrigaline Rangers right now. It's been a baptism of fire for Declan in some ways, because it's such a tough group again, just like last year, this West Cork group of dating the Premier Senior Football Championship. And if anything, it's actually even more difficult this year with Aero O coming up out of the Senior A football with huge momentum behind him after winning that final a couple of months ago. And there, your first game up, your first game up against Ross back against Bandon, a couple of weeks ago. Like you said, you sat out that game, you were suspended. But What were the positives that Ross could take from that game, even though he lost by 6 points?
I suppose the positives, like I said, is that there's new guys coming in and making their mark in senior championship. Even besides the under-21s, there's the likes of John Hadnett, who's started in both of the games, scored a great goal against Aroge and played really well for long parts against Nussestown. You know, he's stepping up to the mark, and we were well in that game. You know, despite, like, you know, we had four kind of important players missing for that game, and we were only a point down with a few minutes to go against a good Aroge team, in fairness, who finished the stronger and deserved their win, no doubt. But we were well in the game, and you know, like I said, some of the younger fellas and newer players are starting to make an impact, which is important, because, you know, like we said, some of the older guys are definitely getting on in years. Decky's on the line for us now, and Decky was a brilliant player for us for a long time. You know, a superb underage player, and who had a terrible injury early on in his career, but, you know, fought his way back and, you know, played for us then for nearly two decades after that, and kind of won the whole lot with the team as well. Like, so, you know, it's been a difficult job. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, we're not quite at the same level we were 4 or 5 years ago, but they're starting to make their mark. And, you know, I think the team has improved as the season has gone on. The performances have got better. The results in the championship haven't gone our way yet, but we're starting to feel like we are pulling it together and building something. And everyone who's in the squad now is absolutely, you know, committed to it and 100% on board, and that is crucial. So look, we know the goal at this stage is just to retain our senior status, and the easiest way to do that is to get a win on Sunday.
You can see the improvement from the first game to the second game. Like, you're quite unlucky against Newcastle, they got a late winner at the time too, and we got the winner that day, just a point in it at the end, and that's a game that could have gone either way. So again, keeping it positive, there are positives that you can take from that game, because it was so, so close against a seasoned dogger team like Newcastle.
Yeah, and look, they beat us well the year before, you know, so the difference in performance in the 12 months was dark. But, you know, like, it was a little bit frustrating having worked so hard, because, you know, we had to make it into a bit of a battle with the 14 men, having worked so hard with great chances to win it and a chance to either draw or win it with the last kick of the game as well. We didn't take it, and that's part and parcel of the game. You know, you can do 90% right, but putting it on the board is the key point of it, and we didn't do it. So there's no point in saying we did well there and not get a result on Sunday, because if we end up with 0 points, you know, we don't deserve anything else but a relegation final, if that's what happens. So we can no complaints on the results. We had our opportunities, we didn't take them. So it's about you know, matching probably the work rate and the effort that was there from the Newcastle, but improving definitely up top a little more, and also probably, you know, we conceded a few too many scoreable frees in the last game, so that's another area that we want to improve on.
All roads lead now to the game against Castlehaven on Sunday. How important, or do you have to almost separate the colour of the opposition's jersey, considering it's Castlehaven and the fierce rivalry you've had with them over the years, from the job to achieve at hand, and not let the two get entangled? Is it possible to do that, or is it the fact it's Castlehaven? Does that almost add to this game on Sunday?
Look, yeah, I suppose the rivalry is there. There's no point in shying away from it. We've played each other very regularly in the last 10, 12 years, and, you know, they would have had the upper hand in the early days, and then probably we were starting to take over, winning the few games in between before they got the better of us again last year. So, look, but Castlehaven have been going very well. Went all the way to the county final. Could have won that county final if it weren't for goals at crucial times for Nemo, and have their two wins in the bag from this year, so they're guaranteed progress. They'll be targeting the win to give them a chance of getting straight to a semi-final, which would, I'm sure, give their bodies a chance to recover. So, look, it's a huge game on its own merits, no matter who is against, but the fact that it's, you know, a West Cork derby in West Cork with so much on the line, it definitely adds to it. And look, it's great from a player's perspective and from a supporter's perspective and a neutral's perspective, I'm sure there'll be a good crowd in Lepp, and I'm sure it'll be a no holds barred kind of game.
There are a couple of certainties in West Cork sport, John. One is that the Skibbereen Roars will more than likely bring home more than Olympic medals. One is that Phil Healy will run faster than any woman in Ireland. One is that Gavin Coombs will start for Munster. And another one is John Hayes will score for Cavan Rangers in the County Football Championships. This is your 20th season at adult level, John. And you keep coming back season after season after season, and with a piece of the Star last year highlighting your scoring record. So what's the secret to this longevity? How come you keep coming back year after year?
Well, look, I think the scoring rate has dropped now since that article went out, but I'm going to put that down to between injuries and COVID and suspension. I missed a lot of football in the last couple of years, to be honest. It's been difficult to get fit and stay fit and be on the pitch and stuff like that at different times. So I'm just glad that hopefully the body will be okay for Sunday and I'll get a chance to go out and play. I need to do better. I only got 2 points from frees against Newcestown, even though it was probably a low scoring tight game and I was playing further up the pitch, but still I need to get scores on the board, and I'll be trying to do that the next day. But the longevity is down to just loving the game, I think, really, to be honest. I love going training, I love playing with Ross. There's kind of, I've been involved for so long and been going for so long. I was very lucky with injuries. The last couple of years have been a bit more difficult, but it's just kind of a case of I'll keep going as long as I can, as long as the body will let me. Even though I'm starting to struggle a little bit more, I'm 36. I still have a bit of time. It's just that I've been a long time on the road, I suppose, with the teams. But I think the simple thing is love of the game and love of going down training and being part of the club and being part of the team and being part of the squad and wanting to help the team do well. I think that's probably the simple secret behind longevity, I suppose.
I think I need to update that piece. I was just looking at it here, and that was July last year, brought it out, and you'd played 93 championship games at that stage. So not too long, you'll be closing in 100 championship games, which is an incredible record. But that's almost like kind of that. It brings us back to why our clubs are so important to us, I presume you want to play with Ross as long as you're fit and able to.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, 100%. And look, I've been involved in some of the underage teams and obviously got, an opportunity to help with the Cork senior football team this year as well. But there's nothing to beat playing. And like I said, the last year or two have been a bit more difficult. I've missed more games in the last 2 or 3 years than I probably missed in the previous, entirety of my career. When the dust settles on this year, I'll probably just take a little bit of a break, but, try and start training, do my gym work and do a little bit to keep the body ticking over. And then next year, I think it'll probably, we like to call it the Kevin McMahon approach now, where you just don't go back for the slogging in the winter and all that. You kind of leave that to everyone else and you just come back when the weather gets nice in the middle of the summer and, something like that. And that's the way you have to approach it when you get older. There's no point in doing 10, 12 months of hard slogging and all that kind of thing. There's just no need for it. But yeah, as long as the body is willing and, I have something to offer and that the management want me, I'll keep going.
You just mentioned there, John, obviously you're involved as a selector in the Cork senior football management team under Ronan McCarthy this season just gone. How was that experience for you? And just talk me through as well your wanting to get involved in the coaching side of the game.
Look, I suppose the opportunity kind of came up just before Christmas last year. And it was probably one the call I was necessarily expecting, really. I've had a bit of experience just with helping out with the under-21s at home. But Ronan got in touch and said, look, we think you have something to bring to the setup and we're looking for kind of a new voice and maybe someone younger, that was involved in inter-county football not that long ago. So, he asked me would I consider it. And look, at first, to be honest, I wasn't sure because, I'm still playing and I thought trying to do both might be too difficult. But then, I sat down with Decky actually and we went through and he said, look, it's a huge opportunity, a huge learning opportunity. And just the way the way things were at the time with lockdowns, we kind of, around Christmas, I think we all knew we were going back into a lockdown, into a more severe lockdown. And at the time, the GAA was, you know, elite status under level 5 and was supposed to go back in January and all the rest. That didn't happen, so it got pushed out to April and then, you know, went through until the Munster final. It was, you know, it was brilliant experiences, huge learning curve just to see the dedication that's required from the other side of it. Obviously, you know, as a player, I had a good idea of what was involved and everything else, but there's so much extra work, you know, in terms of video work and watching back training sessions, watching back games and watching opposition games, and the time involved is huge. You know, it is a full-time job, I think, really, at this stage, even just to be a selector. You know, I think even in a lockdown, it was great to have it during the lockdown, but you still could have put down 30 to 40 hours in a week, if you know, and that was only with 3 collective training sessions, maybe a Zoom session on a Monday, and then, you know, the videos and probably management meetings making up the rest. So it was a huge learning opportunity for me, which is why I took it. I probably always took it with the idea that it was a kind of a unique year with it was the split season, which was supposed to be January until June, and then the clubs taking over. They overlapped for a little while there in May and June, which was tough going, but I think, like I said, as a learning experience, it was of huge benefit to me. And the interest in coaching, yeah, look, it's something, even as a player, I'd be quite vocal when we're training and everything about how, you know, things can be done better. And, you know, I'm not shy in letting people know what I think. So it's something I probably will look to get involved in more down the line. Again, like I said, coming towards the end of my career, whether I have 1 more year or 2 more years or 3 more years, you know, if I can get a little bit more experience further down the ranks, you know, I think I would have said to the guys after the season finished up, just that, look, I think it was a brilliant opportunity for me, but I think the best thing for me now at this stage is maybe go like back the ranks and learn my trade a little bit before I go back in. And obviously there's going to be a new management team there anyway, so you know, I hope they'll be successful, whoever gets the nod.
That search for the new management team is ongoing at the moment. Hopefully we'll have white smoke sooner rather than later. But you're in a great position too, John, to almost tell us where you think Cork football team is right now. Obviously the final against Kerry was very disappointing, the final result. But after a very encouraging open quarter, how close or what does this Cork football team need to do to bridge the gap to the Tyrones and the Dublins and the Mayos and the Kerry? Is it as simple as getting back up to Division 1 first and getting those regular games against high-calibre opposition? Or is there more Cork football needs to do to put themselves back in the conversation?
Yeah, look, I mean, if someone knew the answer, I mean, they'd be a very rich man. There's no silver bullet solution. But I think in terms of where we stand and where we are, we're in Division 2, and consolidation in Division 2 for this season is still very important. You know, it is Division 2. Like, a lot of people make a lot of talk about Division 1 and all this, and it is important to get back there in the next couple of years. It is. But at the moment, Division 2 is still a good standard. You've got good teams down there. Likes of, you know, this year you had Kildare, Clare and Westmead in our group, and they're all decent teams. And then you've Armagh coming down, and those teams, Mayo were there this year. So there is, you know, there's good teams and good standard in Division 2. So consolidation in Division 2 is very important this year. Not to be sucked down. We were in a relegation match this year. You don't want to be down there. You want to be, you know, winning the majority of your games and pushing for promotion in Division 2. And then you need to take that to the championship. Like, obviously, it's the championship this year. You know, we got the win against Limerick. And like you mentioned, we got a good start against Kerry. And then, you know, when we were 5 points up, I look back at the first half of the game, but in that 15 minutes before half time, we had 6, maybe 7 very kind of basic turnovers, whether they were, you know, poor kick passes or good opportunities for shots to hit the post. And every time we did that, Kerry went down and punished us, and then ended up with a big Leix goal being the kind of the critical point. And I, you know, we probably should have gone in ahead at halftime, but instead we went in, you know, 5 points down. And you know, once the start of the second half, I think we had another chance where Keane Kiley had a shot that went up in the air and Kerry went down, buried in the back of the net, and it was just a free-for-all. And there's no better team in the country then, especially against Cork, to put the boot to the neck after that. So, look, I don't think 22 points is a fair reflection of where we stand in terms of how far we're off it. I think what Cork need to do, just specifically looking at the senior team, is young players have been blooded. Some of the younger players that have come through, the likes of Sean Meehan, hopefully Cathal Maguire will come back and be fit. And, you know, Brian Hartnett this year as well, a few other guys. Those guys have been blooded. Merge them with the under-20s that are coming through. So hopefully someone like Conor Corbett can come into the setup and add it. So, you know, you've got the bit of talent there, the younger fellas. And you need to keep just, you know, three or four of the older guys, the likes of Ian Maguire, maybe Brian Hurley, Michael Hurley, these guys, keep them on board so that those guys are showing them what it means and what it takes to be an inter-county senior footballer as well. So, look, I think consolidation in Division 2 for this season and obviously an improved championship showing with a view to getting back into Division 1 in the next 2 to 3 years. Because, look, we were down in Division 3 last year. We're in Division 2 at the moment. That's where we stand. We're in somewhere around 10th or 12th in the pecking order. We need to start getting back up. And, it, you know, obviously the grassroots is a part of that, but just the senior setup at the moment, it's the positive I would take is that some younger players have been blooded and, you know, they'll have another season under their belts. And hopefully, like I said, with the under-20s and those guys coming through, that the graph will go upwards. And that's what we all want to see with Cork.
Well, everyone, obviously GA Congress coming up soon. One of the big issues, the big debates will be around the proposed changes to the structures of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. So there's two options, Proposal A and Proposal B, up for debate. And option A, it involves the redrawing of the provincial borders to create 4 groups of 8 teams. For Proposal B, which is the one that the players seem to be leaning towards, is would tie the league and championship performances together. Have you had a chance to look at the proposals that have been put out there, John, and what are your thoughts on either, or would you have a preferred one?
Out of those two, I think option B is the better proposal. I think most players are on board with that. I think I saw a good article in the Examiner last week. I think it was Larry Ryan had a very good article, and, you know, just kind of a bit of tongue-in-cheek talking about how every GA correspondent in the country is required to put forward a solution to championship at least once a year or something like that. But he also he mentioned, you know, maybe there's an easy solution here in terms of putting the provincial championships out first and then having the league and championship and a knockout championship just running concurrently in the summer. So it's not far off that with Proposal B, I suppose. So out of those two, I'd definitely go for Proposal B. I think, you know, when we were chatting beforehand, the worst thing they can do is go backwards and take the status quo. I didn't think the Super 8s worked because I think the feeling was that Super 8s in and of themselves are okay, but the rest of the season before that was almost a bit of much ado about nothing because everyone was going, let's wait until the big teams get to Super 8 and where they get there. And it's almost even, I thought it was too late in the championship to be bringing in a round robin system anyway. You know, when you've 8 teams left to have that many games to get down to just 4, you know, I didn't see a lot of merit in it. So I've looked at it, and I suppose like a lot of GA people, you'd be kind of tired of looking at the different proposals and hearing about different proposals and stuff like that. You just want to see change eventually. And look, as I said, out of those two options, I think Proposal B will give more competitive games and more summer games. And I like the home and away aspect of, you know, having championship games home and away, because, you know, it's something I've always thought about, that, you know, if there was home and away championships, first of all, there'd be a great buzz around it. But it also gives, you know, some of the bigger teams going to the likes, you know, some of the places, the tougher places to go, whether it's Cork going up to Armagh or something like that. You know, there's great challenges and great games and might be great occasions that we haven't seen before in the GAA. I think out of those, Proposal B, and we definitely do need a change.
One of the obstacles, John, is almost with the provincial championships, Like, they've served us well for so, so long. But at this stage, they just look outdated. You know, kind of something needs to be done just to shake this up a bit and revamp the football championship. Because you're right, when you're putting the Super 8s at the tail end of a championship, when you think of any sports, the group stage usually at the start and you go knockout in. But the Super 8 is almost the reverse of that. But let's take it back to the provincials for a second. They've lost their luster. Well, that's what I think over the last couple of years. Kind of, you've seen attendances fall at provincial championships. They're not what they were. So there's a chance here to almost, like I said there, reshake it and just come up with something new and exciting, just to grab the attention of players first, but fans too, and just give us something exciting to look forward to for the next couple of years.
Well, that's it. Look, in the provincial systems, they're a byproduct of an old system, and also they started to lose their luster as soon as the back door came in. You know, I think that was when they started to lose the appeal. So, you know, I think biting the bullet on the provincials is crucial. And the bottom line with provincial systems, it's not equitable. It's not the same for everyone, you know. It's different for every province and the amount of games and how competitive those games are and everything else like that. So there's always that argument about. So whatever system you come up with, it, you'd like to see it that it's the same for everyone and everyone's playing the same amount of games and there's no debate about who's played more games and who's waiting the longest for the next round and all the rest of it. So, you know, a league format followed by a knockout, you know, it's tried and trusted pretty much in every sport across the world. So, and like, you know, we've had pre-season competitions in the provinces, you know, which don't hold a lot of appeal. Whereas if maybe, you know, provincial championship, even if it's a warm-up, if it's held, you know, in March and April, and you know it's kind of, these guys are really preparing for the business of a serious championship, it'll still have a bit of an appeal. We'll never have the appeal of the old provincial championships, but like you said, I think they've lost their luster a long time ago. As soon as backdoor came in, you know, devalued them a little bit anyway.
So that's after the week's time, Congress. We'll see how that works out. But on the pitch, it's all about Kirby Rangers and Castlehaven on Sunday. And Leck, the best of luck, John, there. Hope it works out for you.
Yeah, so thanks a million, Gary.
We all have dreams, but dreams by their very nature can be difficult to achieve. That's where Access Credit Union comes in. Whether it's going to college, owning a car, or building your dream home, your local credit union can help you to fulfill your dreams. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the Star Sport Podcast. And Kieran, obviously, this week's sports section is going to be chock full of previews of the two championships that we mentioned. Reviews of the Hurling Championship weekend just gone. Anything else you want to point readers toward?
I just want to clap ourselves on the back for a second, Jack, and hail the power of the Southern Star. Like, we know, like, people say we're biased that when we say the Southern Star is a class on its own, but it is. It really is, because not only do we produce the best local sports section, I think, in the country, but we can also find missing GAA Cups. And last week's Southern Star, we did a piece looking for the Dick Barrett Shield that had been on the missing list for the last couple of years. We had a piece in the paper. We also put it out on Twitter. And lo and behold, the shield has been found. And thanks to the Southern Star. And I got a lovely email thanking the Southern Star for our invaluable assistance in locating the Dick Barrett Shield, which was found in Middleton. How we got there is another story entirely. But here we go. This is the Southern Star. Do what we do best. Not only top-class sports section, but if you're missing a GAA Shield, a cup, actually any sport cup whatsoever, if you want it found, just get in contact with the Southern Star and we'll find it. Because if we go back a couple of years, Jack, the Little Nora Cup, which is really important local Kirby Junior football trophy, went missing. They called out the Southern Star. Lo and behold, it was found. So we have a 100% hit rate in finding missing sports cups and memorabilia. So I just want to say, well done, Team Star. But like I said, there's loads going on in this week's sports section. We've got all the action from a very busy hurling weekend. Huge football weekend coming up as well. We have an interview with Johnny Kelly, who picked up his West Cork Sports Star Award last week. The West Cork League is kicking off this weekend, and John McCarthy's looking ahead to what promises to be another exciting campaign. So, as usual, it's chock-a-block, it's packed, and it's well worth picking up. Thursday morning.
Yeah, and if you can't make it to a shop Thursday morning, don't be shy about going online and clicking www.southernstar.ie/ePaper and subscribing to our wonderful e-edition, which you can read on your computer, tablet or smartphone for less than €2 per week. Now, Kieran, for the first time since we launched this wonderful sporting podcast, we're going to be taking a short break from our duties on the Star Sport podcast, because for the first time since I've been with the Southern Star, you're actually taking an extended holiday, and as soon as you return, I am taking a much needed extended holiday. So we're going to take 2 weeks off from the podcast, I think, hopefully no more than that, and when we return, it's going to be better and bigger than ever, hopefully. But just to tell the listeners, Kieran, where are you actually going on your extended break? Any big plans in play, or are you just going to kick back and keep an eye on all the sport that's going on around West Cork and the wider world?
I'm going to kick back and watch American Pickers back-to-back for 24 hours for 2 weeks solid. That's my plan. So, of course, yeah, I've taken a break from the podcast for a couple of weeks, but it's going to want people want it more and more and more. Like, can you imagine, like, going without something that you look forward to every Tuesday? There's people right across West Cork in the country are saying, when are these two lads coming out with their ramblings? And we're going to take that away from them for 2 weeks. So I can guarantee in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be clamoring for the podcast to come back. And like you said, we'll be back for the business end of the GA season. We'll be heading through to the knockout stages. We'll have interviews with the people that matter, catching up on all the action. So we'll be back before long. So it's just a short break. Well, for the first time in years, I get 2 weeks off, Jack. I actually don't know what to do with myself. It's been so long since I've had 2 weeks off together. So I'm open to any advice, tips. Usually it's only 1 week I get off. And as soon as I switch off, I'm back in again. But I'll be sipping pina coladas at home on Friday night watching the Late Late Show. So I don't think it gets more exotic than that.
Ah, that sounds extremely depressing. But I wish you well in your pina colada drinking Late Late Show watching time off. But for now, thanks for listening to the Star Sport podcast. We'll be back at the same time in 2 weeks. If you enjoy these shows, please make sure to rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please do subscribe, give us 5 stars, then we'll know that we definitely need to come back. Slán tomhle.